National Institutes of Health Director Jay Bhattacharya visited Philadelphia yesterday for a tour of Penn Medicine's Perelman Center. The visit was meant to underscore the impact of federal dollars to fund cutting-edge medical treatments. As WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky reports, Senator Dave McCormick was also on the tour.
The tour included a visit to a lab pioneering CAR T-cell therapy, a treatment that uses a patient's own immune cells to fight cancer. McCormick called the advances remarkable.
When we look back on our parents or our grandparents, they died of a variety of things, many of which will not exist, hopefully in our lifetimes, because of the discovery made right here.
Pennsylvania is one of the top recipients of NIH funding, bringing in more than $2 billion last year and supporting tens of thousands of jobs. However, the White House has been cutting grants, and some researchers say uncertainty around funding is already having an impact. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, an oncologist who serves as Vice Provost for Global Initiatives at the University of Pennsylvania and chair of the Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy, says people are leaving the field.
The most talented people have choices in their life. They have choices of, you know, I could go into biomedical research or I could do something else, go into finance, go into, you know, AI.
McCormick says he opposes any potential future cuts and plans to advocate for continued investment. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.